The amendment has already passed the Senate twice and the Assembly once. Tomorrow is the next-to-last hurdle in the lengthy process of adding a gay marriage ban to the state constitution. Gay rights advocates say they expect to pick up one or two votes more in the Assembly than they had the first time it passed last year. While that won't be enough to defeat it, Mike Tate of Action Wisconsin says the debate in the Capitol offers another opportunity to explain why voters should reject it in November. He points to the impact it may have on enforcing the state's domestic violence laws.
We've seen very similar language like this, which is in Ohio, where they ended up throwing out domestic violence dispute cases against that were brought against men who abused their girlfriends simply because they weren't married. And that is because of what the civil unions and marriage ban does.
But supporters of the amendment, like Republican State Representative Scott Gundrum, say the Ohio example doesn't apply to Wisconsin.
Our domestic violence statutes are written very differently than Ohio, so we actually have confirmed very clearly with legislative counsel that this is not going to have any kind of impact on those things here.
Gundrum says Wisconsin needs the amendment because current law protects only the word marriage, not the heterosexual nature of the institution itself, leaving the door open to legalizing civil unions. But opponents warn the amendment will ultimately lead to lawsuits against the more than 100 companies in the state that offer domestic partner benefits to same-sex couples. Both sides in the debate plan to launch TV, radio, and internet ads in the coming months to sway voters for or against the ban in the November vote. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.